Hey, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee with Coco Montoya shortly after soundcheck. Coco, thanks, man, for
John,
joining
thank
us.
Thank you for keeping me out here. It's pretty interesting. I've never done this before. I've seen it a bunch on YouTube, but it's a pretty great thing.
You've done everything. In fact, you held the guitar spot in the most coveted rock and roll guitar legend band of all time, pretty much.
Well, yeah, he did 10 years with John Mayall.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you, Eric Clapton, Peter Green, right?
Sure, Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor, right.
Rick Vito.
Rick Vito, the guys from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah. They came from John's band.
Yeah. I mean, what a lineage, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a very amazing stroke of luck for me.
Well, I mean, luck, sort of, but on the other hand, you're a great player, and it wouldn't have happened any other way, you know?
Maybe not. It's hard to say.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you started out as a drummer, right?
Yeah, I started out as a drummer.
Yeah.
I ended up playing with Albert Collins back in the 70s. I did about 4 or 5 years with him.
Wow, that's amazing. Was your playing influenced by Albert?
Oh, yeah. You'd
have to.
I mean, it's just hanging out with him and sitting in the dressing rooms and hotel rooms alike. Play guitar together and stuff. And
just right.
So yeah, you definitely have a huge influence.
Yeah, and I think guitar players that start on drums, I think their pocket is just always more solid. It's like they think.
My drummer might disagree with you.
Yeah.
He has to pull the reins in on me, but there's guys like Tab Benoit that does that, and he's a great drummer too as well.
Yeah,
exactly. Guitar player.
Yeah, well, okay, let's talk about, is this your number one Rode guitar?
This is number one.
Made
by a fellow named Toru Nitono in L.A., a luthier. Huh. He put it together for me and did a great job. And this used to be my main guitar. In fact, all through the Mayall days is that guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the one.
Let's see this thing. So you've had this.
Yeah, since about 85, I would say.
Wow, a lot of hard miles on this one.
Used to be white.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's the one that I did all the Bluesbreaker stuff with.
Yeah. So this one
has become number one. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Are they okay? So
they're very similar.
Well, yeah. let's hear about this guy a little bit. So
sure.
Pickups and everything.
Well, these are Bill Lawrence pickups. I've always had them in there. This is another thing. I'm not very, very tech savvy. So I mean, when they built that guitar, the guy said, "You care what we put in there?" I said, "I don't care."
Yeah. So, make it sound great.
This is sound great. These will sound great. I mean, they're by Bill Lawrence, and then I met Bill later, and I've been using them ever since.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool. And standard Strat kind of setup.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
And
just upside down, left-handed body, right-handed neck.
Right, with the skinny strings up top. Which, interesting, weird aside. The last rig rundown we did here is with Eric Gales, who's also
good friend of mine.
Left-handed, skinny strings on top, and then the one before that was Doyle Bramhall.
Yes, Doyle Bramhall. There
so
you go.
What are the odds of three in a row in this venue?
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Well, it's not odd anymore. There's a lot of them out there. There's quite a few of them out there. I mean, from the history, we had Albert King, Otis Rush, Bobby Womack. They all played like that.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. Three in a row. Yeah, mm-hmm. and I guess that it really affects the, I don't know if it affects your choice in notes, but it does affect it just sounds different.
You know, it's hard for me to know any difference. I mean, I started doing this when I was a kid and didn't know there was a left or a right to it.
Right.
Didn't know. So there was no one to tell me no. So
yeah.
I think every one of us started that way.
Yeah, that's what Eric Gale said. Eric isn't even left-handed. He just, his brother.
The old Jimmy King.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, isn't that crazy?
Another incredible guitar player has passed on, but he was a wonderful player. I mean, fantastic. Yeah, and he plays that way.
Yeah.
Eric did the same thing, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Well, very cool. So what gauge strings are you running?
Right now, 10 through 46. I was using 10 through 52, but I'm getting older, and I can't quite bend them like I used to. So.
Boy, that's, yeah. So, and what brand do you use?
I'm with Jim Dunlop.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Great. Well, and both guitars are basically the same setup. And
yeah.
And standard tuning, right?
Standard tuning, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing It's odd enough as it is.
It is definitely odd. Well, that's cool. Well, let's talk about your pedal board. Now, we caught you at a transitional phase.
Yeah, this is kind of a strange thing. This year's NAMM show, I attended this year, and through watching Robin Ford, and you know, Robin I know fairly well, and he was bragging about this company, Vertec.
Right.
And we're in the midst of working with these people, and I love their stuff. I was at NAMM, and it just blew me away. And at NAMM, to hear something you really, really like with all the noise and the restrictions, and
right.
Everything I stepped on just sounded great.
Yeah.
And the steel string is great. The dynamic is great. The boost is so clean. It's just fabulous.
Oh, great.
So we're in a transition right now of starting to utilize these pedals. And yeah, I just love what they do. I love what Mason's got going, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, and thanks for, I realize, just for those of you watching at home, we ran in here right during his sound check. He's trying to build his pedal board. Nice enough to go ahead and take a break, do the interview. But the next time we do your rig rundown, all your stuff will be done.
Oh, I get another one?
Yeah.
I get another one. All right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you got on this board right now.
Oh,
and now I know you're going to jettison some of these soon, but...
Yeah, well...
But, so what is your basic... What you're running into the Polytune?
Yeah, I'm just you know, Dunlop pedal, a Wah-Wah pedal, and the TC Electronics flashback for delay. Mm. And I've been using the full tone two, the drive full drive two. I've been using that for quite a long time. And this fella came up to me in North Carolina, saying that he has a pedal. Would I try it? You know?
Yeah.
And I plugged it in and it sounded great. It's called a Hoochie Mama.
Oh yeah, that one right there.
Yeah,
that's great.
Tim Brown is the guy that makes those, and he's somewhere in North Carolina, and I'm not sure if he's still making them or not, but there's a really wonderful pedal. And then I have that little yellow thingy there.
Oh, the Soul Food.
Soul Food, yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, actually really great. When I started finding out how much my Klon pedal was worth, I took it back home and my wife took it from me.
Yeah, right. Quit stomping on it.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're not taking that out anymore. So, but it's worked well for me, and of course, I love the tuner. And then the ventilator Leslie effect.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you mind? Let's hear that bad boy.
It's a cool pedal.
Great.
Really cool.
That's
really
great.
Cool.
And you don't rely on a lot of effects.
More than I ever have now with this kind of stuff. As the music progressed, and I got into other songs and started using it, I ended up having to tap dance a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's for the blues and stuff, it's just I hardly I don't get too extreme. Obviously, I don't need something really huge.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So back in the Blues Breakers, were you just pretty much guitar straight into an amp back
one
then?
Pedal, one tuner pedal, and one pedal was all
I
had. Yeah, the Blues Breakers, that's all I had. It was a Stamps pedal. It was called Stamps. Drive-O-Matic.
Oh, cool.
I still have two of those, and they sound great.
Right.
Really, really great pedal, but that's all I used.
Yeah, simpler time.
Yeah, simpler time.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, well, very cool. Well, let's talk about this amp.
I've been using Steve Carr amplifiers for quite a while now.
Great amps. Yeah, he's no joke.
Wonderful. Steve Carr has done an amazing job. I mean, I first saw them, maybe I've been using them for over 15 years.
Wow.
This amp is an 80 watt head. I usually just use the clean channel. I never use the lead channel.
Yeah, and you're running it about, looks like, just shy of halfway.
Yeah, it's about
loud.
11 o'clock.
For those people at home watching this, trust me, it's loud.
It's a very loud amp. I've only retubed it. It's never had anything major go down with it. And this thing on the road has proven itself.
Great.
Except for this reverb rattle right now that's doing, which is, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's never had a problem. It's been out of trailers and sub-degree weather and heat like you wouldn't believe, and it just keeps running.
High miles on that.
Yeah, thing. I love Steve's products. I think it's incredible.
That's great
amps.
And then you're running that into a Fender 410, right?
Yeah, this is what I happen to bring out with me. Usually I have Bob Burt cabinets out of Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. He makes some cabinets for me, except I blew them up just about a few weeks ago and I haven't got the speakers in there yet. This is another rig, so I had to drag these out. I actually found this here in Arkansas. I found a music store there. And,
really? You just bought this on the road on this tour?
Well, not on this tour, but I found them on the late last year. And they were sitting there, and there was two of them. And he said, well, give me $300. I said, oh, sure. And I took them home, and it's fine. It does really great. But I love my Bob Burt cabinets. They're really, guy does really great work. And he also makes pedals as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're running that, and do you know what? And then the
Z210. Little Z210. I'd add that just to, you know, for a bigger place, just to give it a little more bloom.
Sure.
You
know? Yeah, and the sneeze guard to kind of make it a little less punishing.
Well, that's so they don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Those guys over there.
Yeah.
They were kind of looking at me kind of rude at first, and I put that up, and they got friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. As we mentioned, it's loud.
Yeah. I'm a little loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of part of it, man. That's
You know, it just is where I learned. I mean, I know there's some other ways of probably approaching things. I mean, a little more subtle, but I'm not formally educated at all. I really don't. I don't read. I don't know anything. I just play.
Yeah.
I don't really have. I come from where Albert was coming from. That's why we got along so well, Albert Collins and I.
Really?
Yeah.
So where were we raised?
I was raised in West L.A., in Los Angeles, yeah.
And Albert Collins is from?
Well, he was living there. I mean, yeah. I met him at a matinee gig at a little place in Culver City that I used to play at.
Really?
And I'd heard about him. I met him actually socially a few months before that. But then I actually sort of heard him play and watched him play, and it just took my head off.
You know? So you were just a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you were playing with him.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy. I mean,
what an incredible experience that had to be, man.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a great experience on many levels because it was musically playing something original, you know, really playing his gig and his show. And,
yeah.
But to really become very close and become very much a father figure for me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, I bet that was, I mean, I bet in the 70s on that circuit, man, that had to be...
I made tons of money.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, lots of it.
Yeah, literally hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every year.
Yeah, fifties of dollars, yeah. Every night.
That's great. That's great. Well, man, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, congratulations. Honor to meet you.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.